You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever part of the day that you are tuning in, welcome to the 49th episode of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I am your host, Nate Boogie. First of all, I got to set it out right, of course. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can call that number, leave a message. You can text that number, whichever you prefer. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. That's T-H-E. The Boogie 300, not Duh Boogie or none of that. Also, I'm always social networking. Check me out online, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Pick your poison, get with me, I'll get back with you. As usual, have a great show lined up for you. The streets of Memphis are about to be flooded with Ciroc. I definitely want to talk about that, home base of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Also, one rapper's son is trying to get into the game. Find out why I completely disagree with that. And also, last but certainly not least, Drake's album set to release, Take Care. It has already found its way online, so I'm going to give you my review about that, what I think about that, and just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get into this show. I'm Nate Boogie. This is the 49th episode of The Life, The Entertainment, The Boogie 300. Let's go!
Your worst nightmare, it's my first night here, and this girl right here, who knows what she knows. So I'm going through a phone, if she go to the bathroom and her purse right there, I don't trust these hoes at all. But that's just a result of me paying attention to all these women that think like men with the same intentions. I'm talking strippers and models that try to gain attention, even a couple porn stars that I'm ashamed to mention. But Weezy and Stun are my only role models, Half and Jordan my only role models. That's why I walk around with all this gold on, and every time I run into these niggas, they want no problems. Bottom sixes and chains, and some bracelets and rings, all of the little accents that make me a king. I never hear the disses they try and point out to me, but it's whatever if somebody won't make it a thing. I'm more concerned with niggas thinking about Christmas in August, do anything to buy gifts for their daughters, get some shake a brick in the press, and chef it like Mrs. Fields, they making the cookie stretch. I know it so well, I know the hustle so well. It's not like I'm working overnight, it's right by the motel. Drug money, outfit, record clean, spend it all on me and my fucking team. Matching Rollies for real, matching Rovers for real, places they say they been, we actually going for real. I'm really killing shit, fuck all the jiggy rapping. I'm going trigger happy just to see my niggas happy. Mixtape legend, underground kings, looking for the right way to do the wrong things. With my new bitch that's living in Palm Springs, young ass nigga, lifelong dreams. They take the grace from the past and compare us. I wonder if they'd ever survive in this era. In a time where it's recreational, pull all your skeletons out the closet like Halloween decorations. I know of all the things that I hear they be poking fun at. Never the flow though, they know I run that. Fuck you all, I claim that. Whenever I change rap forever, the gang back together, yeah. Why am I remain that forever in the same place my brother Wayne at forever? I'm a descendant of either Marley or Hendrix. I haven't figured it out, cause my story is far from finished. I'm hearing all of the jokes, I know that they trying to push me. I know that showing emotion don't ever mean I'm a pussy. Know that I don't make music for niggas who don't get pussy. So those are the ones I count on to diss me or overlook me. Lord knows, I'm heavy, I got my weight up. Rovers and Booster Raid up, it's time that somebody paid up. A lot of niggas came up off of a style that I made up. But if all I hear is me, then who should I be afraid of? Bought a white ghost, now shit is getting spooky. Very, very scary, like shit you see in the movies. In this bitch, y'all drinks on a house like Snoopy. That's why all the real soldiers salute me. Trail nigga for real.
You know I love this. YOLO, you only live once. I'm going so hard, my nigga. I swear, homie. Every day is another opportunity to reach that goal. I fell in love with the pen, started fucking the ink. The hustle's an art, I painted what I would think. Still allergic to broke, prescription straight to the paper. Destined for greatness, but got a place in Jamaica. Fill on the water with the wonderful views. Only fat nigga in the sauna with Jews. When they got a yacht, I'm talking Carnival Cruise. And these niggas talking like hoes, they mad they not in my shoes. It's the red bottom boss, came to buy the bar. Every bye week, shit, I'm bound to buy a car. Murder say these Benz of that bubble double R. Headlights flicking, looking like a falling star. Every day them hammers bang, whipping yay like anime. I run the game, but the ladies think I'm running game. Mink coats make your woman wanna fornicate. Rosé and Drake, I'm getting cake, nothing short of great.
New music from his soon-to-be-released, already-released online album, Take Care, that's the big homie Drake, featuring Rick Ross, is called Lord Knows. Now, if you're just picking up on what I said, by the way, this is Nate Boogie, Boogie 300 Online Radio, so I'm sure you already know that, but back to what I was saying. If you haven't picked up on what I already said, the album has already been released, it's been leaked online, and I can honestly say this is actually a good album. It is actually a good, well-put-together album. I could see myself spending money for it if I had to, but I haven't. The thing about, I think about this album is you have to be in a particular mood to really enjoy and vibe to this album, as kind of like the first album was. Well, no, I take that back. First album, you kind of just ride to or whatever, but this one, you have to be in a particular mind frame, a relaxed, you know, we kind of at the lounge chilling. You know, you have to be in a mind state that, you know, you're not normally in to really vibe to this album. But that's not to take anything away from the album. Drake, well put together album, especially the joint with Lil Wayne and Andre 3000. Y'all definitely got to bump that joint. Can't remember the name right off the top of my head, but I love the album. He is on his, his campaign. Of course, you know, when artists get ready to drop an album, it's something in the news about him every day, some just off the wall story. Now he's not really feeling the social media thing and what it stands for. So he's like, yeah. Okay, the album's coming out next week on the 15th. Take care. You know, support the homie Drake. Who's that coming from? Exactly. Well, I played a song on the Boogie 300. Hey, so I am supporting him. I just didn't go buy the album. But support the homie Drake. Make your way to the stores on the 15th. Copy your album if you can spare that, you know. But shout out to the homie Drake. Well put together album. I just got to, you know, get myself in a real sexy mood to bump that joint. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, when I come back, while we're talking about rappers, one famous King of the South's son is trying to rap now. Find out my take on that and sons trying to rap. Keep it locked right here. I got more on the way. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it. Yeah. Ain't no way around it. It's the world, nigga. Ain't no way around it.
Yeah, the great deal. Yeah. The great deal.
Gonna be a bitch.
What's up, nigga?
G-Max.
Son, you need to know.
Your future was happening, nigga.
Ain't no way around it.
Ain't no way around it.
Ain't no way around it.
True story, nigga. Let's go.
I still gonna be a dealer.
My niggas.
Like,
yeah.
Ain't no way around it.
Ain't no way around it. So hard, need ace bands. Living life through these Ray-Bans. Drop four, whipped up eight, man. How you do that? Got great hands. I ain't seen you niggas like Ray Charles. Figure I'm driving these eight cars. Trying to figure I'm fuck these eight holes. Same time creep my bank roll. Broke shit, had my vision blurred. So I went and caught me a quarter bird. Got me a job, got work to do. Need a job, nigga, got work for you. Hood love, niggas die by respect. Niggas bleeding what they reading on the internet. Where you from, nigga? Where you blood? Just like I thought, nigga, cyber thugs. Bad bitches, drop four.
fuck niggas hate. Why you think I'm carrying this 7-8? 22 rounds that'll keep me straight. If I ain't got that, that'll make me bait. Been getting money since baby Nate. Red monkey, I'm a watch junkie. Ain't no way really around that. Man, I'm young niggas screaming where them pounds at. What?
It's gonna be a bitch. Ho gonna be a hoe. A killer gonna be a killer. That's all you need to know. Ain't no way around that. My niggas to my nigga, they just like us. Ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it.
Low on his crap with that flame, and he ready to bust a brain. You can't tell the homie nothing, he done felt too much pain. He don't care them about no fame, he addicted to the game. Some nigga rock, some nigga slain. Do whatever to maintain. Travel all the way to Wickle, get them numbers for the low low. Bigger the risk, the bigger the check. We watch for popo. Make sure you keep your eyes open when you're driving that 10. That interstate ain't no joke. When you're riding with Coco, when you got hands like these, you can count money with your eyes closed. When you spend shit like this, you send killers to niggas front door. Half of these niggas front for bitches for extra convo. Really blooded with me. Go blind and still casino.
It's gon' be a bitch, a hoe gon' be a hoe. A killer gon' be a killer, that's all you need to know. Ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it. A thug gon' be a dealer, a plug gon' be a plug. My niggas to my nigga, they just like us. Ain't no way around it.
New music from DJ Drama featuring The Future and Jeezy's called Ain't No Way Around It, the remix. What up, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. Of course, you can email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. And of course, you can tweet at me, at Nate Boogie or at Boogie300. Pick your poison, get with me. I'll get back with you. Now, back into the news. I'm a big fan of the rap game. I'm a big fan of artists and their artwork. And now you have these artists who we grew up with are now having kids and, you know, have already had kids, and their kids are wanting to get into the profession as well. Long story short, it's a lot easier said than done. T.I., you know, King of the South. Classic album on top of classic album on top of classic album, has a son who is wanting to get into the game and wanting to rap. And I can't express to you how much I disagree with this, because of the fact that everything that he does, he's going to be compared to his father. And let's be honest, the things that T.I. was exposed to growing up and the things that he has been through, his son will not even be close to going through these things. It's just like all you're going to rap about is things that you have with your money. That's it. You're going to the best of schools. You rock the best of clothes. You have the best of everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's going to be your selling point? And I was just sitting here thinking about other rappers who have sons who are rapping and why they are somewhat successful at it. Namely one, Diggy Simmons, son of Rev Run. Now, let's be honest. Rev Run was pretty much, you know, a pretty, I don't want to say squeaky clean rapper, but he was, you know, just rapped for the art of it. You know, it wasn't about the drug game and women and money and all this and all that. It was just the art of it. You know what I'm saying? So his son's his son following in his footsteps and wanting to get into the game, it's more so on the lines of, you know, he doesn't have such big shoes to fill. He has big shoes to fill in the form of the legacy of the Simmons name and all this and all that. But as far as content and being successful in hip hop, He has less of a shoe to fill. Also, Will Smith, his son. I mean, now we can say Will Smith, squeaky clean rapper. So it's going to be very easy for his son to follow in those footsteps because it's quite easy. You know, squeaky clean rapper, has a son who's been given the privileged things in life. It's going to be easy for him to be a squeaky clean rapper. I know I'm rambling, but I'm making good points. I don't think T.I.'s son should be trying to rap. I think he should be focusing on other things. I know you don't want to, you know, push your sons or kids into doing anything that they don't want to do, but I would really have him focusing on a backup plan and focusing on his education. I'll let you be the judge. I'll let you be the judge. Listen to this right here.
Green Louis backpack, that's where I keep my stacks at. Iced out G shot, that's what you need to glance at. Walk a flock of flame, I go hard in a pan. I go so hard in a pan that I make these people faint. People ask me if I'm rich and I say, shawty, what you think? People call me money man because I'm always in a bank. You get that Nicki, my song's like a massive attack. Like my dad always say, what you know about that? You don't know about that. We pull up in all black. With my all black challenger, you know we got them stacked. With my true religion hoodie, I ain't scared of no bully. Go to class every day. You know I run the school, really. Big bank rolls, got my pants looking silly. Little Wayne, I'm illy, and I got that milly. Step up in a building, you see money flying everywhere. Wall full of products, so you know I'm buying every pair.
Now, what do you think? Does that sound like somebody who's going to be able to fill the shoes of the king of the South? I'm done with it. If he makes it, Y'all can be the first one to say, Nate Boogie, you're wrong. But if he doesn't, you can be the first one to say, Nate Boogie said so. When I come back, the streets of Memphis are about to be flooded with an alcoholic beverage. Shout out to the homie Diddy. Find out more of what I'm talking about when I come back. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Head that wears the crown. Niggas' heads is too light. Yeah.
Bring the noise. Ah.
Take that. Yes. It's a fair guard in these niggas pushing.
It's like a changing of the guards. We changing out the frauds. I gave these lions heart like my name ended in Oz. Long time coming, Sam cooking up these bars. Still Eddie Kane and see the fiend sunk in jaws.
Yeah.
Push a ton, pledge allegiance to the raw. Known dope dealer that escaped without a scar.
Yes,
I'm Buddy Lee, so lucky me. See, I'm home. Wish I could jailbreak my team like an iPhone. Squilly told me take this motherfucker by storm. Get the money and they bitches bring the prize home.
Yes,
so as I embark, this web again starts. I write my own happy ending, nigga, pen sharp. My life's a Kodak moment, I need a frame for it. The penthouse's day bed needs a crane for it. I'm fucking on it, exotic bitch out the rainforest. So many bitches, it's a blur, I take the blame for it. God in heaven knows what I feel inside. Responsible for all this inner city genocide. I'll be damned if I let Yale campus vilify. As I uplift this art form ceiling high, I can identify with your one death. We lose thousands over here, you speak in one breath. Outsiders looking in like using one ref. My zip cam point of view to you is one step. Close to the clarity, not a parody. How cocaine single-handedly carried me. Escaped clever through the foxhole narrowly. They kick dirt upon my name until they bury me.
Never.
I just shake it off, then I shake a leg. A lot of time to make up is what Jacob said.
Welcome
the
home,
fans
baby.
Fell for your act, I tell you break a leg. Then gunshots going off that'll awake the dead.
More new music from Pusha T featuring the homie Diddy. It's called Changing of the Guard. What up, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Rounding into the last segment. Of course, you can tweet at me, at Nate Boogie or at Boogie 300. Let me know what you think about the show. Love it, hate it, let me know. I don't care. Constructive criticism is always good for the soul. Anyways, while I'm talking about the homie Diddy, of course, you know he is the owner of one of the biggest vodkas in the country right now, Ciroc. You have the Blue Dot Ciroc, you have the Coconut Ciroc, you have the Red Berry Ciroc, and now, hitting shelves nationwide, you have the Peach Ciroc, the orange label. Now, We live here in Memphis. I'm a resident of the city of Memphis, Tennessee. That's where I'm repping. That's where I'm doing the Boogie 300 online radio show from. We haven't gotten our shipment yet. Well, we have gotten our shipment, but we haven't gotten our shipment. If you haven't heard, a truck was hijacked with the supply for the city of Memphis. The peach Ciroc supply for the city of Memphis was hijacked a couple days ago. If you ever been to Memphis, if you lived in Memphis, you already know this story is just one of those that make you just shake your head. Because, you know, if anybody doesn't know, this is the distribution capital. So a lot of stuff comes through Memphis. We got Nike factories here. We got FedEx headquarters here. So it's a lot of stuff that comes through here that does not make its way to its final destination due to the fact that it gets hijacked. And to know that an alcohol truck, a truck containing alcohol, was hijacked was just made me say people are getting desperate these days. But I say that to say this. You will see that Ciroc peach somewhere in this city. You might see people, some guy on the corner selling bottles of it for the low-ski wo-ski, in which I will buy a bottle or two or three or four or five, depending on how much he wants for it. You'll see club specials galore because they'll take it to a club and try and sell it. We got a club here in Memphis that has a 4-for-1 special. Yeah, you heard me right. 4-for-1. Craziest shit I ever heard. I ain't touching shit that's 4-for-1. That's just me, though. They might be able to actually live up to the name. 4-for-1. They get it at a discounted rate. But that's pretty interesting to me. The streets of Memphis are about to be flooded with peach Ciroc. If anybody knows, tweet at me, at Nate Boogie. I'm coming for a bottle of two or three or four or five. Anyways, I'm finna get up out of this episode. I've enjoyed riding with you as I do every week. If you're listening to me for the first time, continue to listen. If you listen to me every week, continue to listen. Shout out to my homegirl, Tip Tip. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Tip_So_Fly. Keep up with the latest in women's fashion. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week. I'm out this thing. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the life, the entertainment. This is the Boogie 300 online radio show, and I'm out. Peace!